As the Maryland General Assembly debates a statewide ban on discrimination against transgendered people in employment, housing, and public accommodations, Howard County is being sued by a retired sergeant with the U.S. Park Police. Tomai Finkel joins us. Tomai, explain why you are suing Howard County.
Well, I've always had an interest in giving back to the community, and in my current role, I'm the commander of the Trot Sergeant Mounted Search and Rescue Team, and we are a mounted resource for the Maryland State Police. Howard County came to me about 3 years ago and asked me to assist them in possibly creating a mounted patrol for their jurisdiction in their particular county. I did that for about 2 years. I actually helped them with administrative procedures, reviewed the manual, actually went out on patrol for Centennial Park, Schooley Mill Park, two of their national nights out. So I became firsthand subject matter expert, so to speak, on the foundation for the Howard County Mounted Patrol. Well, they got approval to begin it. I helped with the selection process because I took part in it. I wanted to be one of the first 12 Mounted Patrol officers that they had, and one of these officers, they're considered part of the Reserve Police Patrol in Howard County. So I applied for it. Everything seemed to be going fine until I left the oil board. And I was told that they were not hiring retired police officers, and I lived too far away. Being a retired police officer, I took it at face value. Well, then I found out they had a retired police officer that was selected and a person that lived on the Eastern Shore, which is much farther away than where I live.
So what do you believe is the real reason why you weren't hired?
Well, I personally believe that I was discriminated against because I am a transgender female, and I went through gender reassignment from male to female back over a decade ago, and there's still some areas of the country, unfortunately some areas of the state of Maryland, where people like myself are discriminated against.
Tomai, in doing some of the research for this interview, I see where there was an encounter with the Howard County Police Chief. How much of a part do you believe that played in your ultimately not getting the position?
I think we'll find that out when the case does go to trial. We're still pending on the court's approval to move forward.
That encounter apparently happened by chance while you were leaving the building one day. Is that how it went?
It was prior to going into the oral interview, literally within seconds of me going into the interview.
Now, the county, to be fair to them, is pointing out that you presented really no evidence to support your claim of transgender discrimination. How is your attorney planning to combat that?
Again, we'll bring this up in court. Howard County had another discrimination suit against another female last year, and their lawyers do their own thing, and my lawyer is going to present the case, and but we appear to be the facts at hand.
Tomai, when is this expected to hit the courtroom?
That I don't know. It should be soon. Right now, the court's reviewing all the data we submitted, all the data Howard County legal team submitted. So it could be several days. It could be a few weeks. I don't really know.
All right, Tomai, we appreciate you joining us with this information today.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it.
Certainly. Tomai Finkel joining us on Maryland's News Now.